The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. Yes, great feast here of the holy apostles, Saints Philip and James, and God in His providence providing us with this passage that we heard just a few days ago, and it's interesting to put on the red, to recognize the martyrs, these Jesus's first followers, two of his apostles, and to read that line, if you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. And, you know, we might think from our own perspective or from a more worldly perspective, well, why would they not ask to not be martyred? Do you know? And if they did, well, then, of course, it's not what happened. And I think that this is really significant tension for us in the Christian life, because really what we're asking for, anything we're asking for in Jesus' name is to be Jesus. That's what it is. And he will make it so. Of course, in his own way and according to our yes, our giving ourselves over to God, will he make it so? And that's what we do. We're eager to say yes today. We're eager to be made perfect today, perfected in the yes that we're able to give God for the advancement of his purposes in the world. And I think in that mix, if I've done an adequate job of putting the picture frame on there, in that. We have to see that this is God's plan, these are His purposes, that we live lives of worship and mission, and it's all love. So these are the details of it. This is the all-encompassing picture, is to live a life of love of God, with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving God with everything we've got and everything we have. We're made free to give ourselves away recklessly, if that's what it, recklessly in His service. To live these massively dynamic lives. It's nothing static about love. There's nothing sit on your couch about love. It's dynamism. It's dynamite. And it's movement. And God is the one who animates us. God is the one who strengthens us and sustains us in that, and we have to go out with Him. Of course, the whole dialogue comes in wake of Jesus' washing His apostles' feet. That it doesn't, again, from a worldly view, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Jesus is the rightful Lord of all nations. In Him is all power and authority entrusted by God. And what does He do with it? He washes His apostles' feet. from the world, it doesn't make any sense. Who would do that? And, you know, we have to get into a place where we say, well, I would. Because I know, because I follow him. And he's shown me that that is what true power is. He's shown me that, you know, the exercise of authority is always service, or it's nothing much at all. The only way that we move the chains, right, the only way that we move the needle, the only way that we make progress is by love. And that's why, of course, we wear the red today, because the apostles gave their all, because Philip and James gave everything they had, all the way to death. And they went there to meet the demands of love. And we live in light of their great achievement and their great sacrifice. In the end, we live in light of their discipleship. And it's ours likewise to entrust ourselves to God the Father through and with and in Jesus so that we can live his life on earth, nourished and sustained by the strength of his own life of love, nourished and sustained and strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit.